All right. Hello and welcome back to the Bun Me and Buzz podcast.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are a couple days into the new year. Boop, boop. How have you been doing? I'm sorry. I don't know why
did that sound like that? So sad? How have you been doing?
I just feel, okay, is it me or I feel like every single time a new year rolls around, it's supposed to be this like really exciting thing, but it's just kind of like a... for the first few days or first like 2 weeks or something, because it's like I don't know,
I'm just very pessimistic.
I don't know,
I feel like 50% of the population views it your way and then I'm like, yeah, new year, I got all these goals I want to do. Really? planner.
Okay, if you watched the last episode, you know my views on planners. Like, I just don't think that... I think they're scams.
I like a good planner. And I... Yes.
There's nothing to back that up. No, I think... You know what? This is really interesting. I normally don't have, like, New Year's resolution.
Usually I don't either, but I have some like things that I want to maybe do, but it's not like strictly like I'm gonna do this.
But like, is it the timeline? Is it like you think about them when like year end, new year? Because I don't do that. I just kind of like, oh, I'm setting whatever goals, I'm doing them now. Like I'm not like a...
I think
I'm not like a sign up for the gym for the new year's type of person.
Because it's a new year's solution. I don't think I do that either. Shout out, I did that in November. I got my gym membership in November, you know. I'm better, that's what I'm saying. Just kidding.
Is she?
So, yeah, where was I going? Sometimes.
Okay.
I like the new year as a reset. And, like, it does motivate me a little more to do things. I don't know why. Oh. It's just maybe like a fresh start, it feels
also,
like.
Also, a lot of other people are feeling that way. Mm-hmm. So you feel more motivated because other people around you are feeling more motivated to do
maybe
something. Maybe. No one around you is motivated to have a new year.
Yeah. They all stay stagnant. But I'm the one who wants to be the change.
Yeah. Be the change you want to see in the world, guys.
Yeah.
What is it? Some people always say you would want to change the things you can't accept and accept the things you can't change.
Mm. Very wise.
Good wise advice. Words.
Why waste your energy on things that aren't going to change? That rock will not change into water. It's not happening. I don't know why I thought of that.
Who is thinking that rock changes
Nobody.
Into water?
I don't. It's just the first thing that popped into my head.
Just alchemy, like, okay.
Exactly. You can't change physics.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah, it's a fact.
I don't know who wants to change physics.
But... I'm not saying you want to change. I'm just saying it as a metaphor. Metaphors exist. They don't have to be realistic.
That's true, that I true. Guess. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. That's where I was going with that. But yeah, hopefully you had a great new year, great Christmas, all that good stuff, and are feeling happy and hopeful.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I think so.
You know what I saw? I saw this creator on TikTok, and she was like, instead of making New Year's resolutions, she's going to have a bingo card of things that she wants to, like, get. So I guess it's still New Year's resolutions,
but it's in a
gamified way.
What is she like? What is the bingo? Like, what does she get? Like, what does she get if she gets the bingo? Also, if she makes the bingo card, can she just do it so that she can get a bingo?
That's why she's saying that. She's trying to gamify it. Because it motivates you more, or it motivates me more to, like, see something, like, checked off. So she'll put, like, a star sticker on it or something.
But what will she get if she gets a bingo?
She gets to accomplish the thing she set out to do instead of like
boring.
Just having a
race. No, I think it's a fun idea. I think
just
it's
getting
fun
shot down again and again.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's a good idea, but I think she should have like a little prize or something if she like gets a bingo.
The prize is the friends you make along the
way.
Oh
my god. I'm gonna lose it. Okay. Yeah. I know that we set aside this episode to do
dating.
Which is like, I guess for us it's good now, but the stories that we talk about are not going to be hopeful or optimistic.
They're funny though. And this is entertainment.
If you put these things in a bingo card, Sarah would have gotten like 5 bingos.
I would have got like a blackout, the full card. Yeah.
So we mentioned a few episodes ago snippets of
of my dating history.
How she gets banned on Tinder. Yes. And many, many stories.
Many leading, weird men.
Leading up to today.
Yeah. So I think we should start off with my Tinder story. This was my very first dating experience, dating app experience, I will say. I was freshly 18, a senior in high school. And I was like, you know what I want to do? Get on the dating apps for funsies. I don't think I ever met up with anybody, but...
You got banned too soon. That like you.
She's not wrong. So there I was on Tinder. Mm-hmm. And I had set, because you can set your age ranges. Mm-hmm. So I decided to set mine up to the max that it would go.
What is the max? Like 100?
Like 100. Yeah. So I was like, you know what I want to do? I want to find a sugar daddy. At the ripe age of 18.
Did you actually, or were you just kind of like, aha, like, it's kind of funny?
Both. A little bit of both, I want to say.
Okay.
Like, I don't think I would ever, like, meet up with them.
Okay.
But I definitely was like, I had my Venmo in my bio. You know what I mean? Type vibes. And so, I had matched with a couple people who had super liked me. Because I was like, okay, they're obviously...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a blue star. Mm-hmm. They might have changed it. I don't know. But yeah. So I'm like, okay, they're definitely interested. So I match with them and then we talk a little bit. And then after a certain point of talking, I would be like, okay, like there's a fee now.
Oh my God. Business tycoon. Subscription model. Take notes.
Before I even was in business school, I knew. I was like, I'm trying to get some money. I'm trying to get paid, okay? I'm trying to squeeze the money I can.
And how old were they usually?
So
there was, and how many?
So I only got received actual money from one guy.
Okay.
So this guy was I want to say mid to late 30s.
How long were you on?
Huh?
Like, how long were you on the apps doing this?
Maybe like a couple weeks.
That's a really high success rate.
And then
for an actual person to send you money for only a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I was only on there for a couple weeks and then I got reported. So, because this one guy, okay, so this is how I got banned. Mm-hmm. Was because this one guy had super liked me and I was like, okay, obviously he's interested. Maybe mm-hmm. I'll get some
dough.
You know, dough. We had matched. And then dude just goes and starts berating me, like, through the messaging app. Like, he's just like, he's like, oh, why are you doing this? Like, you're just stealing from men and blah, 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 blah. Like, are you...
This is after you told him that there's a fee now?
Or before? I was just like, hey, like, to start this combo, like, you gotta pay me $20. There's my Venmo in the bio. You know where it is. And he was like, oh, why are you doing this? Like, you're a horrible person, all this and that. And then I think he reported me. And then I logged in the next day and my account was gone. And then I couldn't make an account for like 3 years.
So, for the preface, I have never been on a dating app. So this is very like going in blind, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think that is the most unreasonable thing for him to do. To report you, well, maybe to yell at you,
fair.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, like, that's fair. Whatever, like reporting, right? Is that's I own
you're,
that.
You're like, you're like, don't.
I knew at a certain point it would happen, right? Like I was totally like fine with that part, but the fact that he was just going off and off, and I'm like, bro, like you really think you're gonna change my mind? Like you really think
you're How gonna? Old was he?
I don't even know. Probably like late 20s, early 30s.
And match with a 19-year-old. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, fix your age range before you go and try to change my mind. Anyway.
I just think the moral of the story is that both of these stances
parties are wrong. Not. Yes, I agree. But also get your bag, though. Because I got mine, let me tell you.
Okay, here's the thing about this. Is that, like, I don't think it is that crazy because they are voluntarily setting her money.
Exactly.
So
the guy... Just
ask if you don't want, like... Whatever.
Yeah, don't be weird and, like, give in to scams. That I clearly was scamming that guy. Like, oh, this is clearly a scam.
This is why such would a crazy you give defense. Me money? This is such a crazy defense.
Are you an idiot? Yeah. Just kidding.
Give me your money? And if you do, why did you do that?
Joke's on you.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. Guys.
Exactly. Exactly. That part.
So funny. So,
this guy, yeah, we started talking on Snapchat, I think. And I didn't send any, like, crazy, like, scandalous pictures. Yeah. It was just kind of, like, talking, like, oh, how's your day? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And every week he would send me, like, $50. And we were talking for maybe 3 weeks, but then one of the weeks was his birthday, so he gave me double for his birthday. He was like, I'm gonna give you 100 this week because it's my birthday. I was like, thanks.
What do you think?
And then I blocked him because I got scared.
Well, okay, two things. Number one, I think that's fair to be scared. Number two, you did do this.
You did involve yourself
in this.
That's very true.
Well, okay, what do you would you ever pay money
for what?
First to somebody else?
No. Because what, I have the reason why I think
because I don't have
people
to.
Yes. Because the reason why I think people do it's because they don't have, like, a good support system or, like, people they can talk to mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I think they want to find companionship. And that's a real thing. Like, people do pay for pen pals or, like, stuff like that.
That's true. And then in Japan, too, I know you can rent, like, you can rent a boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying. So I think it's,
you
like,
can
more
rent
of,
a grandpa,
like,
whatever.
The companionship of it all. Yeah. Like, you know?
I knew a
it's
friend.
It's a service that I was providing. Period. Communication is key.
Incorporate. No, I had a friend. She, like, I had a girlfriend in grad school. Mm-hmm. She was doing that, but, like, professionally.
Oh, wow.
Or not, like, professionally, but, like, there are apps for that mm-hmm. where you can, like, match with certain people yeah. and you can say, oh, this is my rate for, like, mm-hmm. one date, whatever that is. She was making, like, you know, $200, $300 yeah. per date. Mm-hmm. So, like, which is, like, an hour or two. But she did tell me, like, there were certain things that were kind of scary. Like, if they, let's say your date and then you don't do anything. Mm-hmm. You just, like, eat with them and talk with them, whatever. Or whatever you agree on. But, like, there's this one guy who just, like, followed her. Not followed her, but he was just like, oh, like, where are you going next?
Yeah.
And stuff like that to where, you know, and it is, like, usually at night.
Yeah.
And, like, it's you too. And to be fair, the smart person would put it in a public place, which she would, like a dinner or a restaurant, right, stuff like right. that. But, like, sometimes it get a little bit scary.
Does get a little bit scary. Speaking of, so one of my dating experiences
yeah.
was this guy who I have dubbed Mafia Guy. She knows all these stories.
I do.
I've told her many times.
It's crazy.
Yeah, this one's a bit insane. So, but it's not even the worst one, guys.
No.
I said it's not
because
the worst
he's not.
One.
Like, he wasn't, you know.
Yeah. He needed
to
a
you,
companion.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, as I said previously in another episode, my vetting process for going on these dates, not good.
Non-existent.
Not there at all. It was really just, you're kind of attractive, and you're attractive to me, so...
I think you're kind of funny.
Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes it wasn't even that. We would exchange maybe 2-3 messages, and then I'd be like, okay, take me on a date, and then they plan the date, and then we go. And so this one, we went to a park, but it was in the evening, so... And there was no lights, low-key. And so we're walking around,
this is so funny.
And we're eating, And like we ate in his car because we were planning to do like a picnic.
Yeah.
And it would have been cute if it was like during sunset time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
It's all, I mean, you're also in college. You're like, this is not that, you know.
Yeah, but like, also I didn't know the dude. So we were walking around and he's just telling me his whole life story. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So he mentions to me that his dad, who is Korean, was in the Korean mafia. And that his mom had to divorce him because when he was a kid, they would have to be on the run, like, a lot of the time.
I want you like, to really listen to this.
Was in danger. Their lives were in danger. And then his dad tried to recruit him into the mafia.
Guys.
And then I didn't go on a second date with him. And then, oh, well, no. And then my parents showed up because it was late at night and I wasn't responding to their calls and texts because I was a dummy and I didn't look at my phone. And so they showed up with a flashlight while we were in his car just yapping. And I was like, oh, no. Yeah, that's my bad. It's fully on me. Should have told you.
She could have been a statistic,
guys. I could have been popped. You know what I mean? Like, out of there.
It's just so like, I don't even, to be fair, you were going on date for like 2 years, so
yeah,
bound to happen something crazy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And this reminds me of that video of like the people interviewing, like, oh, like, what was your worst date, to like all the men, and they're like, oh, I don't really think I've had one. Mm-hmm. And all the women have the craziest stories because there are a lot of weird men out there. There are a lot of weird, and this is the thing. This is the thing, right? They always say, well, not all men. Sure, yes, correct.
Like,
how
duh.
Do we know which one, though? Because there are more than necessary.
A large majority, I would say, of men. Like, sure, not all.
Well, large majority.
But large majority, I would say.
Are what?
Are not.
Are weird. That's are like weird. I think weird is a good.
Are weird.
Yeah.
Because weird doesn't necessarily mean bad. It just means, like,
uncomfy,
odd.
Yeah.
Like, definitely a type for somebody, but mm-hmm. not me. You know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they're just, like, way more comfortable. Like, than you should be in a first date. Like, you shouldn't do those things. Don't meet somebody just, and, like, yeah. do that.
A lot of these dates that I've been on, like, first dates.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first time ever, like, talking to them, anything. They would just spill.
Trauma dump.
They would trauma dump on me. Like, their whole life stories. Things that they've never told to anybody else. They're like, wow, I've never thought about this before. Like, I've never had these thoughts before. Thank you. And then they wouldn't even pay for my meal. I'm giving out free therapy sessions to these guys. For free. Why? At the least you could do. The very least you could do. Just pay for my
compensate.
Meal.
Compensate, yeah.
Pay for my... That's all I ask. That's all.
I just... I also don't... Yeah.
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 Yeah. Because...
It's just... Yeah.
Two separate Asian guys. I will say... Because like we said, it's not all. I'm just saying... From my data pool of Asian guys that I've been on dates with, mm-hmm. like, they're just not very forward. Like, they don't ever make the first move.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, definitely it's not all Asian guys. Like, I'm not saying that. But the people that I was pulling on these apps were not trying to take me on dates, did not pay for my meal on the first date, would trauma dump so hard on me. And I'm like, dude. Why am I here?
The audacity.
Why am I here right now?
The audacity.
And to be your therapist?
And here's the thing. Here is the thing, right?
What is the thing?
Obviously, men should already have the space and the people and the support system to do this already, right? Like, we trauma dump on each other all the time.
All the time.
And we do that with friends. But
because we're friends, though.
Right? But a stranger is different, right? So, and also, like, romantically, too. It's like, why are you doing this right now? At 8 p.m. Why is this happening right now?
Just on a first date. Like, that's not what you do on a first date. Don't.
It's weird. Don't do that.
Stop it. Go seek real therapy from a licensed therapist, because I'm not one.
Because that's important. And I will
lead you astray, maybe.
Yeah. No, because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's another thing. Because these guys will, like, not go to therapy, mm-hmm. but then, like, use their partner as, a crutch mm-hmm. for all of their issues. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, why would you do that?
It's because they don't have, like we just addressed, they don't have any other forms of outlets that they can say these things to. So then they come to us, go and to then therapy, we're the guys. Victims.
Go to therapy. We have our own issues too, you know.
Of course, I'm not saying I'm perfect. Nobody. No. Perfect.
I'm just saying, like, so. Oh. So we go to therapy and we talk to our friends and we talk to our family. Right. So that might help you.
Yes, I think talking communication is key. Communication is key. So yeah, I just was not fun vibes. Not fun vibes.
And here's the thing, right? Here's another thing. The third thing. This isn't even a guy going on a date with a guy and him, like, trauma dumping, whatever. Like, that's not even the tip of the iceberg. The stories that she has in her treasure chest. Okay, guys?
Oh, just wait. This episode is juicy, guys. It's juicy. So, okay, which one do you want to pull out? You want to talk
about British man?
Yes.
That one's a good one.
So... this is funny because she literally crashed the date. I mean, not really, but she saw him from afar, from a distance. So, matched with this guy from the UK. And so we match. And then we go on a coffee date. And they're there, like, her and a couple of our other friends.
We were going to get barbecue. Yeah. So we were just like, oh, we'll get lunch. And then she'll go on to her date. And because it happened, it happened to be in the same, like, parking lot.
Literally basically. The same place, basically. Yeah. Like, so right next to each other.
We found out. So we were like, oh, what about if we stick around for, like, an extra 10 minutes and see what he looks like? And, like, oh. Oh, right.
And so they did. And so I meet up with him, and he's attractive. Like, mm-hmm. he's pretty attractive.
I think so. He's tall, good sense of style, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah. And so on the date, we're talking, like, you know, we talk on a date, obviously. And okay. he goes, we start talking about religion. And he's like, oh, like, are you religious? And I'm like, oh, no, not really. Like, but my grandparents are Buddhist, and, like, I like to believe in reincarnation, all this stuff. And he's like, oh, cool, cool, cool. Like, you know, I got a tattoo of an eagle on my chest.
Eagle?
An eagle on his chest, guys. And I was like, okay.
Ugly.
Okay. Uggos. And so, but the... yeah. And so I didn't know what it looks like, because obviously it was wintertime and we were all, like, covered up, so I can't mm-hmm. see anything. And I was like, okay, cool, like, good for you. But in my head I'm like, that's cringe, and that's low-key an ick. Mm-hmm. High-key an ick.
Mm-hmm. Also because Sarah likes tattoos.
Yeah, I'm into,
like, she likes a lot of tattoos on people. But mm-hmm. but
this
ugly.
One was bad. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
Looking. And anybody objectively could say that. And it's huge. Like, it's all the way, like, across.
He posted it on his chest. Instagram, didn't he?
Yeah, so we saw it on his Instagram after the fact. But we're not even there yet.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because the day's still happening. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so he proceeds. We end the date. And he proceeds to tell me, hey, like, I had a really good time. Would you want to get married? Because, like...
Boom. That's crazy.
Because he was like, I really want to get a green card. Like, one of my goals is to have, like, a passport in every continent.
This is his New Year resolution. He was just trying to do his bingo card.
This is
card.
His life resolution. Because
he's just trying to do the bingo card.
Freaking,
you know?
Weird. No, he's weird for that. And I was like, oh, like, what? And then I left, right? Because, like, what do you mean? And then he proceeded to text me. He's like, oh, yeah, like... I just really want
a green card.
A green card, and la di da di da.
I'll pay you $10,000.
You'll pay me $10,000, and I was like, no.
That's also very low, guys. I know the business. This is that's not market value. Like, that's not market price. I'm sorry. No.
What is market price, you would say, you would think?
It's like 30-50k. Yeah.
Because the thing is, you have to be married for like 5 years, I think.
At least two to get the green card.
Mm-hmm. It's just so freaking weird. I was like, bro, are you serious right now? Are you serious? Did I go on a second date with him? Yeah. And this is for the plot, guys. For the
plot. No, not the word. Hmm? This is after she realized.
This part. This. Yes. Okay. So we're all at Uchiko. Or yeah. Uchi.
Uchi. It was Uchi.
We're all at Uchi for our friend's birthday. And
you're telling the story.
I was like, oh, yeah, I met this guy, whatever. He's got a weird tattoo on his chest, and it's really ugly. And obviously, they're like, I want to see it. So what do? I show the picture to everybody. The thing is, I've only told the story to my girlfriends, not to any guys. Don't know.
We're like, that's ugly, but okay, I guess.
Right. And so I'm telling them the story of how, like, oh, he wants to be reincarnated as an eagle. That's why he got tatted. All the guys in the group are like, Sarah, that's
are
not
you
an
dumb?
Eagle. It's not an eagle. And I was like, guys, what are you talking about? What is it? What could it be? What could it possibly be? This man said to me it's an eagle. Did he lie? Yes, he lied. Of course, they always lie. And so they're like, yeah, he lied because it's a game.
Yeah, it's
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's the logo or something of the Assassin's Creed, like, and it's not an eagle and it's a falcon. From Assassin's Creed.
And it literally has the logo, the Assassin's Creed logo right here.
On it.
On his chest.
Okay, two things. More things. More things from me. Number one, if you like a video game that much, attach to something on your chest, like on your neck chest, okay, that, whatever, I guess. Not my cup of tea, but like, just make sure it looks good, maybe. Whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, why did you lie about it? Because you know it's from a video game. You know that.
But he knew that I didn't know that. But what if I did know that? That would be crazy.
Didn't you book post on TikTok about him and then he blocked you?
Yeah. I make a many posts about many people on my TikTok, and then so watch out. Don't do me dirty. It's just what it is. I have two dating raps, guys, for 2 years worth of dates, and go watch them. They're funny.
This is just like the Taylor Swift feminine urge to talk about your own experiences.
It's a fun time. It really, you know, you learn a lot, and I learned a lot. I don't think they learned anything, but hey. Yeah, and then what else we got? We got Bark Boy. Shall we discuss Bark Boy?
I don't like him.
I liked him for too long, I will say.
He's just not my physical type. But to be fair, when I met him, he was like looking real crusty. So I was like, you're into this? He looked like, what is this? He's got toothpaste around his lips right now.
I forgot that you had met him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, so backstory is I had matched with him on Hinge, and we're talking a little bit, and I was trying to set up a date, and he was just like being very like elusive, as the Asian men that I've experienced do. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I move on. I'm like, okay, whatever. We're not going on a date. It's not happening. And then come to find out, one of my friends knew him. And he was at one of the parties.
IRL, guys.
And so we met IRL. And she's introducing us. And I was like, he looks so familiar. And then he was like, I think we matched on Hinge. And then I look back and I'm like, oh my god, we matched on Hinge.
The Asian community, tight.
So small. Tight, so small. Yeah. And so, yeah. When we got to dogging, it was like, whatever. And then Halloween weekend happened, right? And he had this really nice apartment down on 4th Street. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. And then the party happened. We were like walking around, boop, 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 down on 36. And this was the first time, like, I was pretty drunk, guys. I was pretty drunk. And then so we got kicked out of a bar. It's I mean, like, but the thing is literally, I was just sleeping.
Oh, is that why you got kicked out? It's because
of my friend. Okay, okay. That's literally so so tame. So my friend was like, she was sitting, and I was like, I want to sit too. So I'm sitting, and then I sit next to her, and then I lean my head on her shoulder, and I'm like, oh, this is very nice. It's very comfy. I could really close my eyes right now. And so whatever, what do I close my eyes? And then the bouncer comes up, and he's like, hey, y'all gotta go. You gotta go. You're too drunk. You gotta go. And I was like, okay. And then I left, and then all of us left, and then we went to another bar. And so anyway, we go back to his place, and I stay the night.
Because, again, she was very sleepy, guys.
Because like, I was very sleepy, and nothing happened.
Past her bedtime.
Nothing happened. I woke up, and he was like, yo. And I was like, yo. And there was some tension. Like, I was like, okay, he's cute. You know.
Not from my experience. I cannot confirm the detail that he was cute.
I thought he was cute. And then so he's like, hey, there's a smell in my room, because I slept on the couch and he slept in his room. And so he's like, hey, there's a smell in my room, like, I don't know, like, I can't get it out. And I was like, okay. He was like, would you come in, like, smell it, like, see if you can smell it. And I was like, okay. So I go walking into his room, and I'm looking around his room. He's behind me at this point. I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, I don't really see anything. Like, I don't really smell anything. Like, I think it's fine. And then he proceeds to walk in front of me, and he goes, like, on all fours. Okay, he's on all fours.
Which is, like, really weird. Okay, to kneel down and smell something, I guess it's normal. But then to... just, I want you to really picture this. Mm-hmm. Like, being on all fours in front of a person that you... don't really know that well.
I didn't know him.
Just crawling around.
So he's on all fours.
And also, no one asked for him to ask her to come into this room to do this with, right?
Yes. So he's on all fours. And then he proceeds to bring his nose to the floor like this. And then sniffed it like a dog would do. And then he goes, or I think I pat him on the head or something, because I'm like, haha, like, fun, cute thing to do. I don't right. know. Whatever, right?
Yes, you were put in a situation where that was the only
way to react. Yeah, I was just like, this is kind of weird. Because he was on his knees, like, looking up at me like this, kind of. I was like, okay. Pat, pat. And then he goes, barks. He goes, do you want me to bark for you? Like, do you want me to bark? And I was just like,
this is a joke.
That's weird. Maybe he's joking. And I'm like, huh, like, sure, like, whatever. You won't, you know? He barks like a German Shepherd. It's loud, and it sounds exactly like a dog. I thought it was a dog in another apartment. It was not. It was him. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Where did you learn to do that? And he said, when he was a kid, that he had a German Shepherd in middle school. And one day, the German Shepherd was barking, and he was like, I want to do that. And so he kept practicing. And so now that is his thing, and that's his party trick. And then even after that happened, I still had a crush on him. Why? I don't really know.
Well, I think that it's one thing for this to happen once, but when she said that it is his thing, guys, it is his thing.
Like, he does it a lot. Like, he has to do it, is what he says.
Like, it's like a scratch, mm-hmm, or like an itch he has to scratch. Mm-hmm. I remember this really vividly, because like a couple weeks go by, and then she would tell me another time that he barked. Like, he was riding in a car with somebody else, and there was silence in the car, as literally there is in every single car in the world, and he just started barking because he just has to fill the space. And one time she told me she went to like a house party or like a party at her house friend. And she was like in a room, like just like resting. And then she heard him in the next room talking to another person saying, I want to bark so bad right now.
Yeah.
So I think he's a furry for sure. She thinks that's not true, maybe.
I think maybe he is now. I don't know. I feel like because, he was going down that path.
Because
I didn't check his closet, to be fair. Like, he could have a furry suit in there, you know what I mean?
And the thing is, like, all through all the things, she still had a crush on him, right? Not just the first time.
Yeah.
And then I met him, and I was like, he's crusty a little bit.
Well, he was in that moment.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what you said, too. That, like, he looks normally is better
normally
than
that. Normally, he didn't, like, just look crusty. I'm not into crusty dusties, okay? Don't mess me with that.
I really don't. No comment on Bark Boy. No comment on Bark Boy.
That's fair. Who else we got? We got
Eight Toes.
Got Eight Toes. This is another one that I was very into. Why? The world may never know, honestly.
I just don't understand.
We went. Oh, you also met this one.
I did. Too. I did meet this one.
Mm-hmm.
He seems cool.
Yeah, he was cool.
For the one dinner that I met him.
Mm-hmm. And so we had matched and we got tacos. I was like 30 minutes late because I had to poo. But I didn't tell him that. And it was traffic.
That was crazy. Hey.
Sometimes you gotta go.
It is what it is, man.
When nature calls, it calls. Yeah. Right? And it was calling in that moment. And so... Anyway, not the point of the story.
Yeah, I really don't.
I just had to let that be known. Yeah. And then the first day happened. It was cool. We got tacos. He seemed pretty normal. And then he was like, on the first date. He was like, yeah, so I have eight toes. I was like, what? You can't just... Can't just say that fact and not explain yourself here, man. And so he goes, yeah, like, I used to have a motorcycle. And so he wasn't wearing the right shoes. And he did a sharp, like, turn on some really steep hill. And lost 2.5 of his toes. And you would think... It's, you know, this is, okay, let me give you a visual, right? I'm holding up my palm right now. Mm-hmm. My thumb is his big toe. Mm-hmm. And then this, my pinky finger is his pinky toe. Mm-hmm. You would think it's the last two, his pinky toe and the one next to it, right? And he's got a little claw like this, right? Wrong, though. And we only found this out because on the dinner... That she had met him.
I asked.
She asked.
I'm that girl.
She's
that I said, girl. So. I think I actually did it naturally, but
you
I was
did,
just like,
she
I was
did.
Just like,
she
oh, like, oh, you
off,
ride
so
a motorcycle and blah, 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 you're in the military. Oh, he was in the military and he got discharged because of it. And I was like, oh, you're in the military. Like, oh, like, why did you? I fully knew.
She
I fully knew.
Knew.
And I
she
like,
knew every detail.
Oh, why did you, like, oh, why did you leave? And he's like, oh, I actually, and I was like, oh, tell me more. That's crazy. Really?
It was so good. And so then he proceeded to tell her that no, it was not in fact these two. It was his pinky and like the middle one and then this like completely gone. And then the one next to his pinky was like halfway gone. It's just a little nub.
I really wanted her to see it so that she could describe it to me or take a picture, but she didn't want to do that, which I respected,
I guess.
Picture.
He had a picture of his toe. You could have asked him, I think, because he was trying to show me at the dinner. And I was like, please don't show me at the dinner. Please don't.
But take your toes off the table right now.
He's like, oh, but I can show you the shoe. And then he showed me the shoe and I was like, that looks like it hurt. And then he's like, yeah, I probably got my bones still there on BK. It was, I was like,
that's so crazy, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just different things. Mm-hmm. Don't, I it's so funny because every single time we drive around, she would be like, that guy's not wearing the right shoes on the motorcycle. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I know now.
You can never be too careful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. That was crazy. And then we proceeded to go on many dates.
Okay, then... to be fair, what makes a man is on his toes. I think it's really funny because this story is really widespread, right? Like, all of our friends mm-hmm. know, all of my friends.
Mm-hmm. This is Sarah know, lore.
Like, like, whatever, right? And every single time they ask about Sarah, they'll be like, oh, like, is she still... She's going out with that guy. Does he have, like, two fingers or something? Because they, like, just so know just real. Enough where, like, so it's real. Something like that. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, she got eight toes. Like, oh, yeah.
They're missing some number of appendages somewhere on their body. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then he ghosted me, and I was like, okay, cool. Because that happens. Like, I've ghosted people, too. Yeah. Like, it's chill in the dating scene nowadays. And then a couple months later... text me out of the blue, and he's like,
well, also he was
I broke my leg.
But the thing is that, like, he was ghosting you, but he was fully mm-hmm. like posing his Instagram story the time. Like,
yeah,
and the thing's like, oh, they right. they laughed at him,
right? You know, it's things like that, like, man core, like Jordan Peterson type vibes. Like, yeah, he was a philosophy major as well, so, you know, odd behavior. He was a little odd, that one. So he broke his leg, and I was like, okay. And then we went on another date. And then we ghosted again, and then it's chill.
Yeah,
shout out eight toes,
man. 7.5.
Correct.
B minus or C plus, either one.
Yeah,
would you I'm thinking about it. Okay. If I go on a date with somebody mm-hmm. and they have eight toes, would I write them off?
You would. That would be like a no-go for you. I'm thinking about it.
I don't think I would, but I also would be kind of like,
Okay, but like, what if it was genetic and like they couldn't control? Because if it's genetic, I wouldn't be making fun of him. You know, like I would.
No, I think that's true too.
His nickname would not be eight toes if.
Okay. Yeah.
He didn't cause it himself.
I just think that it was a very specific. And not funny. It's funny now because he also thinks that it's funny, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Set of scenario.
I mean, he brought it up on the first date.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, a couple years ago on Halloween, I was walking home to my little apartment on campus. I was walking side by side with this guy, red light, whatever. We started talking, just like, aha, like, weather, oh, Halloween, you know, there's a lot of parties on campus. I'm like, oh, it's crazy, blah, blah, blah. And turns out, it's this kid who's, like, 16, or, like, 17, like, in high school, who is from Chicago, that is just, like, lives in Austin now with, like, some guys in a house.
Like,
in
a West frat campus. House?
I assumed it was a frat house, but he never said it was a frat house, but it's just, like, he was just living in, like, and, like, his parents and whatever. He's, like, all in Chicago still. And I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I got to my place, and they're like, yeah, look, do you mind, like, if I have your number? Like, I'm, you know, very, like, kid core. So I was like, oh, if I know some, whatever. And I'm like, oh, sure. And then I was a little suspicious. I was like, oh, but it's a child, whatever, right? I get to my apartment 3 days later. I get a text, hey... it was really nice talking to you the other day. Like, do you want, can I come over and we can Netflix and chill and like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no.
Stay back.
Wait.
You don't love me like I love you.
Wait. Don't do that. And I was like, oh my God, that is so strange.
The people be bold, man. That's very bold of him.
Why is he 16 living in West Campus? I don't understand.
You might have understood if you went on the date, I think.
But the thing is, like, it wasn't even like, hey, you want to get coffee? It was like, I want to come over to your house.
That's very college, though.
But he's not in college.
Right.
He's in high school.
Although he was hanging around. Oh, maybe a sibling or something went to UT, and then maybe I'm trying to give him some... something here.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of weird, more weird stuff. Home Depot. I used to work at Home Depot. Oh, yeah,
me too.
I also used to work at Home Depot. Associate. Mm-hmm. And so I would just be booping and bopping in the little garden section, watering the plants, giving people recommendations on what they should plant in their little gardens. Mm-hmm. Did I know anything? No.
Well, she probably knows more than a lot.
Maybe.
You like plants.
Yeah, I do, but, you know, not outdoor plants. I don't know anything about that. People will be asking me, like, oh, do you think this palm tree would look good in my front yard? And well, how about the, will it survive and all this stuff? And I'm like, yeah, like, it's perfect. Go take it. I was a great salesperson.
Yeah.
So I had many weird experiences in the Home Depot by men.
Yeah, Home Depot is a breeding ground for, like,
pervy, weird, yeah, old guys.
Yeah.
So, one of them, right, I was in one of the gardening aisles, like, tools or whatever, and this older gentleman comes up to me, older white guy, balding a little bit. He's got like gray hair. He was probably like 60s.
Okay.
Like definitely retired. And he's like, hey, like, can you come help me? I just need some kind of light bulb for something. And I was like, oh, sure. Like, I can try to help you out, mm-hmm. like find what you need, you know, because I'm a good employee. So I go with him to the aisle. Just we're talking and whatever. And he's like, yeah, like, I'm really looking for an Asian wife to come live with me in my trailer home.
Oh.
And I was taken aback by that comment. Let's
How old
say.
Were you?
I was 16.
16.
Oh, maybe I was 18. No, I was 17. Mm. I think I was 17.
Minor. Was he Jerry Seinfeld? Okay.
Moving on. So yeah, that was really odd, and then I didn't know what to do. It's like, okay, like, bye. And then
well, that was the correct things to do.
And then I ran away to a different aisle and just hid from him.
I just, there's weird things with, like, yeah, like, same thing happened to me. So I worked at like the power tools aisle. I had an internship for like a power tools company, and I was there, you know, showing people how to water tools and whatever. And one time, there's this guy, like, old, like, maybe in his 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. And usually, the tools are, like, pretty expensive. So, we usually walk them. The more expensive one, we walk them to the register so they can pay.
Right.
Because it's locked and everything. Yes, unlock.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's this guy. He, like, looked for something, and I got it for him. And then I was, like, walking him to the register. And then he goes, he was just already talking about whatever. And he goes, like, oh, you know, like, I used to have, like an Asian wife, like a Thai wife, or like a Vietnamese wife, or something like that. Like, what are you? And I was like, And he's like, oh yeah, like she was really cool. Like he said she was actually really cool. And I'm like, what did you? Also, like, what?
Are we baseline not cool? Is that what you're saying right now?
Disrespectful.
I feel that's racist.
I just like the fetishization of Asian women.
The yellow fever is real.
So weird. And why are they all at Home Depot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird. Another weird thing that happened to me in Home Depot. I was doing my thing in the garden section. This guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, can you help me, like, get down this thing from, like, the very top shelf? So you have to get, like, a machine to do that. And I didn't have the licenses to do that. So I was like, oh, like, or no, I walked with him to the aisle because I wanted to see, like, if I could get a ladder and get it. But it was too high. So I was like, okay, like, just wait here and I'll get someone else who can operate the machine to get it for you. And I was like, oh, okay, like, but wait, like, I have something like for you. I was like, okay. And then he proceeds to hand me his business card and was like, call me a construction worker. I was like,
no. I just...
No, I don't want to call you. I don't want to call you. I don't, though. And then I immediately threw it away. I ran away so fast.
Did you ever talk to anybody about it? Like, at Home Depot? Like, oh, no. Co-workers or managers or anything?
No, because also the managers, they're, like, freaking weird. Oh, my God. Side note. A gripe I had with one of the Home Depot managers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This bald guy named... Oh, okay, maybe I won't name
She was really ready for it.
I was about to. We won't. He was just very, like, uptight. Very manager, which, you know, there's a lot of them, right? Like, there's a type of manager that...
Managers, that, there's a lot of them.
No, like, who are uptight. That is fact, though. That there's a lot of managers in the world.
We live in a society.
And so he's just very uptight and very, like, micromanaging. Okay. Right? So he would tell me to water the plants at night. And I'm like, I literally just water them in the daytime and their soil is still wet. So, like, dude, I rather not. Like, they're going to die. And he's like, no, just water them. Okay. But that wasn't the worst part. Mm-hmm. That was just an example to set you up for this part that's worse. So... He is like, hey, Sarah, like, go clean the grills. And that's like, okay, like, I'll go clean the grills because that's part of my job. Sure. I'm going to clean the grills next day, next few days go by. Someone else clean the grills, right? Two guys clean the grills. Two people. I clean all the grills by myself the other time. Anyway, the manager comes up to me after they had finished cleaning the grills. And he's like, hey, Sarah. You did such a great job last time cleaning the grills. I know they just cleaned the grills, but they didn't do as good of a job as you. So can you go and clean the grills? I was like, you gotta be kidding me right now. Why don't you go and tell the people who just cleaned them
to clean them
better if it wasn't, like, up to your standard or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's my gripe.
Was he like that with everybody or do you know?
I think he was like that with everybody, but it's just, like, weird.
Yeah. Like, dude, oh, my God. Yeah, I had... So, since I didn't, like, technically work for Home Depot, but I worked for the tools company, so there was, like, a store manager there for the tools, and he was half... So, he's from Hawaii, so he was half Chinese and half Italian, so he looked, like, Asian. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, yeah. So, he's really cool. And he was, like, looking out for me, you know, because we're, like, building a bunch of stuff. Mm. And, like, I'd have to, like, bend over, saw things and whatever, right? Mm. So he would always try to, like, because he would just be, like, dude, like, these guys keep, like, looking down your shirt. So, like, I have to, like, stand, like, spin you so that you're facing the other side. I'm standing here, like, in front of you or whatever. So that, whatever. So he was really cool. So, like, I could... You know, and he, like, actively, like, I didn't have to tell him anything, but when I did, he was like, dude, like, that's weird, like, that's weird, right? But I was like, I was just trying to build a little chair, do my carpentry, and all these grown-ass men.
Are we weird?
Standing around, like, that's, And it wasn't like I was wearing what, I was fully, like, wearing, like, a collared polo shirt. Like, what?
Yeah. They just have no chill. No human decency.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
And I was 19, I think. Mm. I think I was 19, maybe 20. But the thing about me is that I have looked the same since I was, like, 15 or 16. Like, literally, the exact same. So, like, what are you doing? Mm. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah, very many things weird in Home Depot that happened. Another thing was my coworker. Okay, my coworker was like, I guess he was helping out this Asian couple, and he goes up to me and he's like, "Hey, sir, like, do you speak Oriental?"
That was really loud. That maxed out the entire bar.
I have to edit that now. Thank you for that. Anyway, yeah. Do you speak Oriental? What does that mean? I didn't know.
Was he being racist or did he just think?
I think he genuinely just thought. I don't think he was being racist. Like, I think he just thought, like, that's a word that people still use in this day and age. And then I told my friends that, and they were like, girl, that is derogatory. That is not okay.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. And this one guy got really upset about eggplants.
What does that mean?
Let me tell you. Okay. So... I got really upset. Okay, so I'm doing my rounds. I'm watering some plants in the garden section, right? And this guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, do you guys have any eggplant plants?
Like seeds?
No.
Oh, like a plant.
Like a full plant. Oh. Like a full plant. And I was like, hey, man, no. I'm sorry. We don't have any. But we got some seeds. You know, we got some seeds if you want to grow them, whatever. He's like, no, it says on your website that you have eggplant plants in stock at this location.
Did he show you?
And yeah, he showed me his phone. But I'm like, dude, that's not even our location, though. I'm like, what? And then he just proceeds to get angrier and angrier. And I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, God, we just don't have them. Like, you can take a look and I can walk you around to each one. Like, we don't have eggplant plants. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know. And so he just wouldn't let up to the point where I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring in a coworker that I don't really like. So what did I do? I go to her and I'm like, hey, girl, can you help me out with this guy? And she's like, yeah. And then she handles it. And then I'm like.
I just, retail customers is another breed of weird of people. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand.
I just don't think that they've worked like a part-time job before. Because they just don't understand, like. We're not going to bend and fold to do, like, I can't magically produce an eggplant plant. I can't do it. I can't tell them to ship it to our store right now. Like, so I just, crazy. That's not a thing that I can do. So, those are all my Home Depot experiences. I have another one, but it's not related to
it. There's a lot of things. There are things that happen there, I think. I really don't even know what to say, because what else more to say from the stories, right? Like,
yeah, that's really just men being weird.
Yeah, and I don't know why they feel so comfortable doing things like that.
So entitled. It's because, like, they rarely get pushback, I think.
That's true, because in all of these situations, we're just like, okay, and then we leave, right?
It's because, like, they never have someone to stand up to them. Because, also, like, safety-wise, I'm not going to go and stand up to a man. That's just me, though. Like, girl, you do your thing, but I'm not that girl.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because I think it's, like, different in scenarios. And it's also, like, perceived differently, right? Like, if, like, a man is, like, stands up for something, then he's kind of like, oh, he's being firm and tough and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But a woman do that, and she's, like, being dramatic. Crazy. And overreacting and all this stuff. I also might get killed, like, you so you
that's
just
what I'm saying.
Not gonna,
like,
risk
it's just
that.
Not something that I want to stand 10 toes down on. I'm just like, okay.
Never heard that before. Okay,
you never heard that before?
No. Well, if you're 8 toes and you can't stand 10 toes on,
that means you're not that solid, dude. He's got stability issues, like, actually.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's why he had to, like, leave the military. Would you, okay, there is a stereotype about military man. Do you think that they're accurate? I also do.
So the stereotype is, like, they're
kind of hoes, right?
Yes. They are hoes, and they want to, like, get married really fast. That's one of the things.
I have a story. Oh my god, I have a story. Ooh. Okay, so I went to a Friendsgiving. That is not mine, that is someone else's. I was a plus one, basically, right? And I met this girl that is a girlfriend of a person there, but she was telling me that she had been on dates or he was, like, dating, you know, on the Hinge or whatever with the military guys. And after one date, this military guy asked her to move to Japan with him, and her mom says, do it.
Her mom said to do it.
Yeah. She told me, and I was like, what? And I was like, why?
Ooh,
why?
What?
And then she was like, yeah, she just wants me to get out of the house.
to Japan, with a rando on the internet.
And then she went on a date with 3 military guys. One of them asked her to move to Japan. Mm-hmm. One of them proposed to her.
Right.
And the other one was like, asked her to move somewhere else, to California or like Hawaii or wherever else he was stationed.
That is so odd. Yeah. So she didn't go to Japan?
No. She said...
I will not get God. I'm not going
to. But it was so interesting because... Mm-hmm. She was telling me, because she was dating somebody else at the party, and she's like, oh, he's like my first like serious relationship. I was like, okay. But then she proceeded to tell me that she was dating this military guy for 2 years, and I was like,
that's a good amount of time, I would say.
But she's like, yeah, I was just on and off, and then she broke up with him, and then a week later started dating the person she's dating now. And I was like, that's some I'm not gonna judge, but a little bit. But like, just this very interesting turn of events is all.
Interesting. Yeah, usually on the dating apps, when I did see a military uniform, I just immediately know. Immediately.
Not taking the chance.
Not trying to get. Not
taking the chance.
Wifed up. Like that.
To Japan.
Or, yeah, to Japan.
You know, one of my high school friend, she went on a date with him, but, like, it's, like, he's just, like, a friend of her cousin's husband.
Okay.
So she met him at, like, their wedding or something, like, her cousin's wedding.
Okay.
And, like, they started, like, going on dates or whatever, and he is, like, stationed in Japan, and he, like, wanted to, like, keep in contact. Whoa. She was, like, after that's a while, she's, like, you're weird. And she's, like, no, thanks. Mm.
Wow.
I don't know what's up with the Japan. Is that a normal place that people go a lot?
Yeah, when you're in the military? So I had a friend in high school who, after high school, he went into the military
and he went to Japan.
Yeah.
Are we like, what are we doing there?
I
if you work for the government, comment. Do you know? I just want to.
It's probably top secret.
I just want to know.
We can know. I don't think it's our business. It could be just because they have reserves in a lot of different countries. So maybe they're just.
Why is Japan so much of it, though?
Maybe it's not so much. Maybe just people in our like circles want to go to Japan so they can pick.
True.
Because you can pick where you want to go. Like you, I didn't know that. I think you get 3 options, maybe, of places you can go.
Oh.
And then you get to pick which one. So I think maybe the people in our like circles would pick Japan.
Interesting.
More often.
Can never go to the military.
I thought about it.
Do you think you could do it? I don't think.
So in high school they would recruit
right
a lot.
Every
right?
every year you get the text from the freaking major or minor whatever, right?
Huh?
Like, do you not get the text though? Every single year I get the Navy SEAL is recruit
no
like
way.
Apply
what?
Every year.
No. I think you can stop that. I think you can like type out stop or something, and then they have to stop. No, they didn't do like a presentation. Like people didn't come in and were like,
hey. Oh, from I don't think they did for us for my school, but you know we had a lot of I don't know.
Okay, yeah, but like
the military is always recruiting. Yeah.
No, yeah, but like for us, they would literally come in and it would be a whole thing, and each class would like have time sit out for the military and be like, hey guys, so like join. And then I was like, that sounds pretty cool, honestly.
It sounds hard.
I mean, yeah, it sounded hard, but they made it sound badass because they were the Marines, and they were like, yeah, like
there's not Marines a lot of are like the worst,
they're
like,
the yeah, hardest the ones hard, to get the
toughest
into
one
because their test, their physical test they have to do is the hardest. And they're like, there's not a lot of women in here, and like, da 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 da, it's cool, you get to be a Marine and all this stuff. I was like, ooh, but I'm not in the Army.
Clearly, look at this.
Okay, this is not an indicator that I'm not in the Army. You can have squishmallows and be in the Army. Let me know if you're in the Army and you have squishmallows. It's everywhere. Squishmallows are everywhere. They got all different sizes and all shapes and colors.
I think that the correlation is pretty strong that the more squishmallow you have, the less likely you are to be in the Marine.
That's you know, that's a good assumption. I won't even lie.
If you have any crazy dating stories,
let us know.
Put them below.
Another one that I want to talk about.
Yeah, which one?
Is the one that was very misogynistic. How could we forget? Oh. This summer. Date stopped me from dating for like 3 months because I was like, this is crazy. I'm tired of this. Okay. So let me set the scene, right? It's a Thursday night. I'm like, I'm bored. I want to go on a date. What I do? Match with somebody, right? Talking a little bit. And then they're like, hey, you want to meet up for a drink? I was like, yeah, sure. Let's go. So we proceed to go to this like pool.
It's like a dive bar.
Like a dive
bar. With a pool table.
With a pool table. And, you know, the date's going. It's fine. Talking. And then he goes, yeah, like, I'm a really good cook. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, because I suck at cooking. Like, haha, like, you'll have to do all the cooking then in the relationship. You know, I was just trying to be jokey and flirty, whatever, right? Like, just say something. And then he takes so much offense to this. He goes, no, I'm more egalitarian, like 50-50. You do cooking half the time, I do half cooking half the time. Like, we're gonna split things 50-50. Like, da da da. Like, why don't you want to learn to cook? Like, you sound so stupid right now. To my face, like, looked me in my eyes, called me stupid.
That's so crazy.
In my face, on a date, on a first date.
There is no relationship that works like that to begin with. Like, what are you talking about? I bet that if, like, he dates a girl and then she's like, oh, I really like cooking, he'll let her cook.
Of course.
The whole time.
Of course. Huh. Of course he would. Mm-hmm. How crazy is that? Real me that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
No, it was crazy. And then I was like, I am not dating anymore.
Well, no. He said something else.
Oh. How could I forget?
She forgot.
This is the crazy part, guys. Okay. So we're talking about cooking still, and he's saying all this stuff, and he's like, don't you have ovaries? Like, you should know how to cook. Because I have ovaries, I should know how to cook? Are you for real?
That's insane.
What?
First date.
Because I have ovaries, I should know how to cook. Let that sink in. He said this to my face, looking into my eyes, as he calls me stupid.
There's a very common thread through this entire episode, and I'm not gonna say what it is, but you know what it is.
Yes. As a girl, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I did in the moment, because I'm non-confrontational? I was just like, And then we proceeded to talk about something else because I was like, I don't know what to do in this situation.
That's so crazy.
And then one of our friends were like, girl, I would have left. And I was like, I should have left. So don't be weird, guys. Just don't be weird. Just be normal. Like, it's not that hard.
And I just want to say something.
Okay. Another thing.
I see all these, like, debates of, like, well, like, should men pay in the first day? Should women? Like, I don't, whatever, right? Like, whatever you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. But this is the difference, though. You have to realize men's first date and women's first date experiences are extremely different. Mm. And I'm not going to sit every single woman down and every man down and be like, whoa, but, like, generally, right? The percentage of a woman having a bad date is so high. And also the percentage of them being in fear that, like, oh, this is a bad date, but I have to be careful not to handle this because what if he kills me?
Mm-hmm. Or stalks me.
Like, just think about that. Next time you go on a date, give that a thought.
Just a little tiny thought.
Thought exercise.
A little experiment, if you will.
Well, which one's the one that is LeBron? Stop. Get some help.
What?
They're like LeBron James or Michael Jordan. Like, they did a thing called stop, get help. He did that. And I echo that message.
Was it for like a smoking or something?
I don't know.
Or like
drugs? It's become a meme, but like it's a real thing of him going like stop, get help.
It's probably drugs.
It's probably drugs.
Have a normal conversation. Don't trauma dump on the first date. Ask them some questions back, you know, like,
just make sure.
Show that you're listening.
Yeah, make sure people feel comfortable. Just be a gentleman. Don't, you know, I was gonna say don't have eight toes, but that's not okay.
Oh my god, you can have eight toes. That's okay. That's not the point of that story. It's just a fun that's little true. Fun fact that's about true. Him. We don't discriminate against people having eight toes.
I do a little bit.
Oh my god.
If it's
yeah, keep going.
If it's voluntary and
they volunteer, I volunteer as tribute to cut off two of my toes. You're just like,
no, I actually think that he should have pushed harder to show her the eight what? Toes. I really do, because I think that would have been funny.
No. That would not. That's traumatizing.
I think he should ask, hey, you want to see it? And she's like, no. He should have just shown her anyways. I think I am in favor of that. Only applicable to situation where you have eight toes. No other situation.
You're leading the men astray here. This is where you're going wrong, because this would be a red flag. You know what? Because I would tell you about it. And then you'd be like, oh, no, that's horrible. You should leave him. Don't go on a second date. That's what you would say. That's what you would say.
That's exactly what I would say.
Yeah. Don't listen to that advice. Don't show people things they don't want to see. Period.
That's really good. That's very good advice. Don't be weird at Home Depot. If you want eggplant plan and if you don't have one, just leave, dude. Like, just leave. Honestly,
go
just
to the
leave.
Right store.
Just like, if you see a person of a different race, don't say that you want a wife or a husband of that particular race.
It's that simple.
If a person looks under 20 and you're over 30, maybe
stay back.
Stay away. Stop. Get help.
Stop. Drop and roll.
So these are some more of the story here, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't say that people should do something or should not do something because they have ovaries and or testicles. Mm-hmm. If you have any crazy question stories and we'll you want advice, mm-hmm. I would love
giving advice.
I think that I really would have enjoyed being a radio show host.
I feel like you that. Could.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Hey, I wouldn't put it past you. You could still do it. You are still young.
I don't know. Radio is kind of a dead media platform.
Okay.
But that's for another time, I guess. Okay.
Cool.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Happy New Year.
See you next time.